I made the offer to Ajahn Amaro in something like April of 95. I was doing a year-long retreat in Chithurst Forest, and because I knew that this was happening, and I knew that this wasn't happening because there was Ajahn Amaro was designated, but it wasn't going forward. So I thought, well, maybe if I offer to help Ajahn Amaro, that'd be a support for him, because I've known him since he wandered in off the beaches from the south of Thailand to Wat Nanachat. I've known him since he showed up at Wat Nanachat and became a Anagarika, a novice, a monk, and then known him over the years, and we always got along, so I figured it might be a good mix. But because I was in retreat at in England, and I wasn't going to be going back to Thailand till the fall, I said, you know, you'll just have to wait until I get permission from the Sangha, Wat Bapong Sangha, Wat Nanachat, and see if it's okay for me to actually do it. My heart was in it, but I also had to think in terms of other people. So that was... So Ajahn Amaro was privy to information that other people didn't know about. So sometimes I think it was he got criticized for being overly optimistic about doing anything here, and he remember him saying, he said, I just could hardly keep my mouth shut. You know, said, but I've got this ace in the hole.